dear Bemagbeli?
English boys don't go to school every day.
Folobi, shelo bena. Kebi wote a dokite bemanye boba muho horse yagina. Hije, hije. Kebi kuba ni aloeji.
Balengi ma, atolobu wa mabono. Bima ngbe bima o.
Oh.
You say this country was founded as a utopia. Do you know what that word means, Papa?
Uh-uh.
Well, she says someday when the war is over, our world will be a paradise.
And all this you learn in one day?
Mm-hmm. And math and science.
Oh, this is too much learning. Tomorrow you will stay home and mend the net, yes?
No, Papa!
What? And so now you want to go to school every day? Huh? Yeah, what is it? Yeah, what is
slave or for no. Slave?
Young man, you must understand. The government wants you to vote, okay? They don't tell you, say, the future is in your hands. We are the future! So we take your hands. No more hands, no more voting. Shout it! Revolutionary United Front is coming! Bring it forward! sleeve. Soft sleeve. Stop it! Hold on, wait. Not this one. Look at him. Put him in the truck. Bring him to the mines. He can walk. He can walk. Move. Next one.
Throughout the history of Africa, whenever a substance of value is found, the locals die in great number and in misery. Now, this was true of ivory, rubber, gold, and oil. It is now true of diamonds. According to a devastating report by Global Witness, these stones are being used to purchase arms and finance civil war. We must act to prohibit the direct or indirect import of all rough diamonds from conflict zones.
Kaji!
May I remind you that the US is responsible for two-thirds of all diamond purchases worldwide, and I don't anticipate that demand diminishing.
We must remember that these stones comprise only a small percentage of the legitimate diamond industry, whose trade is crucial to the economies of many emerging nations.
The Freetown government and their white masters have wrecked your land to feed the greed. IUF have freed you. No more slave and master here.
It's true. Current estimates are that conflict stones account for only 15% of the market. But in a multi-billion dollar a year industry, that means hundreds of millions of dollars are available for weapons in these conflict zones.
IUF is fighting for the people! IUF is fighting for Sierra Leone! Any bastard picking with joke with me, diamond, I'll go cut his throat! Stop!
And we are joined today by members of that diamond industry who wholeheartedly endorse your proposal. I hope you join me in applauding their presence here.
Mr. Van der Kaap and Mr. Simmons.
Give it to me.
Land until I raise you on the set phone.
You be careful, Daddy. Don't worry. They want these guns too much to do anything stupid.
Where is Commander Zira?
I am Captain Rambo.
Right, I've seen your films, huh? I'm looking for Commander Zira, huh?
He's inside. You talk to me. You are here to help us in our struggle against the government.
I'm here to do business with Commander Zira, all right? You are the men, huh? You are the men.
Yeah, huh? Hey! I'm talking to you! Stop!
Commander Zero!
Hey! I go kill you, eh?
It's fine, huh? It's fine. Commander Zero! Commander Zero!
Mr. Achar, come here. You get something for me?
And Youssef get something for me, huh?
You bring the plane, come first.
Are you crazy? You get for pay me first for them. This no fine, huh? This no fine.
Nah, this no more you get. Pumui.
You know, boys, them can use one all rotten AK them against them government troop and their new weapons, them, huh?
Maybe I could just kill you and take away what you bring book.
And you get one more dead body instead of aeroplane way full with grenade launchers. Some can I go to them government, huh? Then government at least then go pay me, huh?
Wait, my friend. This is the thing you want? Yeah. So many, I don't know what to do with them all. Hey, Aja, next time you bring satellite TV, eh? I want to see Baywatch.
Yeah.
Papers, please.
Danny Archer, National Geographic.
You're crossing into Liberia?
I've got a letter from the Minister of Interior and a Liberian visa as well. I'm doing a story on the Marrakesh, who, as you know, allowed to cross the border in order to get into grazing grounds. You ever read National Geographic, huh?
Under arrest.
No.
For smuggling.
Listen here, my friend. Listen here, all right? I'm good friends with Colonel Kutsia. Colonel Kutsia would not be pleased that you've interfered with his business. Now, you know who I am, all right? You don't want to make trouble for me or my friends, all right? Now, look, why don't I just look the other way, all right? You take one or two of those stones, you get something better for the wife or maybe the mistress, all right? We'll solve the problem out here, huh?
We'll go back to Freetown and ask Colonel Kotzie how he wishes to thank his business associates. Guys, take him away.
Fingers. Open.
Leave it to me.
The government troops are coming!
Go, 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 go!
I have ever seen.
My brothers, I go give $1,000 to the man who cut the diamond out of this bastard.
You need a chase! You need a chase! Where is the diamond? Where is the diamond? Do you see a diamond? Huh? You devils have taken my family, my home, and they lost everything! Here, look! What is that? What is left? If there is a diamond, then you are the one who has taken it.
Liar! The man is a liar! And know your name, son of old Mercy! You have a name! You have a family! I'm gonna catch them! I'm gonna find them!
Please tell me you brought me cigarettes for it, please.
I just have to tell you, Danny. The Colonel's not going to be happy about you losing the diamonds.
Forget the Colonel. There's a fisherman in there, all right? He might have found a pink. Big one.
What about the Colonel? He's going to want that stone, Danny.
Screw the Colonel. I'm going to contact our friends in London. This stone is as big as I think. We're going to need a real buyer, all right? What? What? But
London wants nothing more to do with you.
Arrested Sierra Leone of Daniel Archer, former mercenary and smuggler, blah, 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 blah. Retains close ties to Von der Kopp, Diamond Cartel, blah, blah, blah. Sources say they deny any affiliation whatsoever. Fucking hell. Listen, his name is Solomon Vandy, all right? Von der Kopp is going to want that stone, whatever they say. You just get him out. Get him out. Yeah, can you tell Mr. Simmons that Danny Archer called? Right. Archer. A-R-C-H-E-R. Afternoon, darling.
Big white man all alone. mind. I'm safe, huh? No HIV.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that one before.
Acha, I know where to get nice baby diamonds.
Not now, next time.
Come on, Acha.
I said not now, next time. Bugger off.
Suleiman Bandi,
what do you want? Since you made a friend in prison.
How the body, Miss Acha?
Body fine, man.
So you want something nice, yeah?
The best you can get a hold of, alright?
Take me a few days, but I'll go find you something special.
Alright. Yeah, they took Marumpa yesterday.
Really?
Now, come on, you know damn well every move they make. When are they going to hit us, huh?
Oh, I imagine they come do some shopping.
Oh, yeah. Got any smokes back there? What's that, huh? All right. And offer you a cigarette.
You listening to this?
I am profoundly sorry.
The world is falling apart and all we hear about is blowjob gate.
Mm. It was the last time the world wasn't falling apart, huh?
Cynic. You sit down and make me miserable.
Danny Archer.
Danny Bones.
Pleased to meet you. American, huh?
Guilty.
Well, Americans usually are.
Says the white South African.
I'm from Rhodesia.
We say Zimbabwe now, don't we?
Do we?
Last time I checked.
So don't tell me you're here to make a difference, huh?
And you're here to make a buck.
I'm here for lack of a better idea.
That's a shame.
Not really. Peace Corps types only stay around long enough to realize they're not helping anyone. Government only wants to stay in power until they've stolen enough to go into exile somewhere else. And the rebels, they're not sure they want to take over, otherwise they'd have to govern this mess. But TIA, right, Med?
TIA.
What's TIA?
This is Africa, huh?
Right.
You want another?
Sure. So, which one are you? Smuggler?
Am I?
Somehow you don't strike me as the UNICEF type.
How about soldier of fortune? Or is that too much of a cliche?
Diamond?
If I told you I was a missionary.
For Vandekap?
Better watch that type of talk, Miss Bowen. You know, in America it's bling bling, but out here it's bling bang, huh? I wouldn't want you getting in any trouble.
How much trouble do you think I would get into for talking about blood diamonds?
You're a journalist.
That's right.
Piss off, huh?
For
For 5 years, this country has reported almost no diamond exports, while Liberia, right next door, has exported $2 billion worth. Very odd, considering that Liberia has no diamonds to speak of.
I'm shocked.
Now, Vandekat denies trading in blood diamonds, but admits it's nearly impossible to tell where a diamond comes from, unless their smuggler gets caught.
What do you want from me, huh?
You know all about Vandekat. Help me out. Off the record.
Well, off the record, I like to get kissed before I get fucked, huh? China?
Long time, pal.
How's Alice?
She's well, thanks.
Tim must be in school, right?
Oh, big kids, big problems, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's got into a spot of trouble in the bush, eh?
Ah, well, you know the bush, right, bro? Company doing well?
Can't complain. We live in wars on the continent. We're keeping busy. Oh,
so what? You're here on holiday, huh? How's the colonel?
He sends his regards.
Good, good. Score us a loose, huh?
Smoking will kill you, bro.
Ah. Only if I live, right? That's for breaking my TV, bro. Tell the colonel he'll get his money. I'll come see him soon.
Telmo! Come.
Tia! Tia! Come here! Get away from there! Go! Go, Mama! Stay down!
My name is Sorum. I'll check your list. I have checked the list, sir.
You have the file papers of the office for refugees.
Sir, I have file papers with the office.
Then God help you, because I can't.
Me.
What took you?
What are you gonna do? Shoot me right here, huh, China?
Don't be a wanker, man. Get in. Danny.
Colonel.
You look well.
Clean living and a pure heart, I suppose, huh?
Walk with me.
It seems the rebels have taken back the diamond fields, Danny.
The government of Sierra Leone has contracted us to go in there and take the rebels down.
So you sell the rebels the weapons, and the government hires you when they use them.
Nice, sir. I assume you're asking for mining concessions, huh?
We save the government, they show their gratitude.
And you get rich, right?
How long have I known you, Danny?
I was 19, sir.
And you survived. A lot of boys didn't. Why is that?
Just, lucky, I guess.
No. You were a good soldier. But I made you better, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Yes, you did.
And over the years, didn't I protect you? Teach you about diamonds? Cut you in on the deals?
Some might call it that, yeah.
But not you. Because you're done with me now, eh? On to bigger things. I need a man that knows his way around up there. Unless, of course, you want to cut me in. It's something pink.
Sir.
Our deal went bad and you owe me money. I'll take a stone as payment.
But you think if I found a stone like that, I'd still be on this continent? Come on.
Ah, Danny. Give me your hand. This red earth, it's in our skin. The Shawna say the color comes from all the blood that's being spilled fighting over the land. This is home. You'll never leave Africa.
If you say so, sir. So what did you do? Buried it? Yeah. I would have buried it, huh?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Come on, bro.
I'm late for work.
Pink, huh? The biggest one he'd ever seen. You were in the mining camps, weren't you, bro? Why else would that rebel commander with the bandaged eye make up such a story, huh?
Go ask him!
Parents are weak. They're the farmers. They're the fishermen. They've done nothing but suck the blood from this country. But you are the heroes who will save this nation. They are not children anymore. You are men. No one has ever given you respect. But with this in your hand, they will fear you. If you do not get the respect you deserve, you will take it by shedding their blood. Repeat after me. Shed their blood. Louder! Shed their blood! Shed their blood! Make them hear your free tongue! Shed their blood! Shed their blood! Shed their blood! Shed their blood! Shed their blood!
Dear
Gandhi! Shed their blood! 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 Shed their blood!
Now squeeze the trigger! Come on here! Pull the trigger!
I know. I know. It's
hard to be a man. Sit. Come. But you are a soldier of the revolution now. And I am your commander. Whatever you need, guns, cities, food, come to me. I will take care of you. Today, you are promoted to the rank of captain. Dear Vandy, boss man.
Got something for me?
Yeah.
Now what's new, mate?
Working high with. Tried to hit the government building across the street. Shit, man. After people be soldiers today, I with tomorrow.
Might be time to get your family out, huh?
And go away. Just fire up the chopper and fly away like you people. This my country, man. We here long for you came. Long after you go.
Hi, Maddie Bowen.
How about you dance with me?
No, I don't dance.
Neither do I. Come on.
So, Danny.
Archer.
Archer. Thank you for start moving stones. Was it Angola? Then you did the whole mercenary thing. Is that fun? So what are you? Nihilist? Opportunist?
Maybe I wasn't breastfed as a child, huh?
Think I haven't met people like you before?
I think you get off on people like me.
You think?
Oh.
When did you first start working for Vandycap?
Christ, you never stop, do you?
No. We'll never stop. You want them to stop?
Why don't we go back to your place? See what's in the mini bar, huh?
I'm a print journalist, I drink. Is it possible that you don't care how many people die because of the deals you do?
Look, people here kill each other as a way of life. It's always been like that.
So you can just watch it and go about your day?
Maybe we should all just write about it then. So thanks for the dance, huh? And a shot too, Hamid.
Sure.
You're a hard case, huh?
That is something. How long have you been here in Africa, huh?
3 months. And before that, Afghanistan and Bosnia.
You come here with your laptop computer, malaria medicine, and your little bottles of hand sanitizer. Think you're going to change the outcome, huh? Let me tell you something. You sell blood diamonds, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me, how is that?
Who do you think buys the stones that I bring out? Dreamy American girls who all want a storybook wedding and a big shiny rock. It's like the ones they see in the advertisements of your politically correct magazine. So please, don't come here and make judgments on me, all right? I provide a service. The world wants what we have, and they want it cheap. We're in business together. Get over yourself, darling.
Okay, just to clarify, not all American girls want a storybook wedding. Just like not all Africans kill each other as a way of life. And yeah, it's a shit, shit world. Huh. But you know what? Good things are done every day. Just apparently not by you. This place is about to explode. I'm going to spend my time with someone else.
World Service. In Sierra Leone, Revolutionary United Front forces have been sighted within 10 kilometers of the capital city of Freetown. The Minister of the Interior has expressed confidence that the government troops can repel the attack. All foreign nationals are being advised to leave the country. There are also unconfirmed reports that atrocities are being committed by both sides in the rapidly worsening situation. The United Nations has described the repression.
Don't tell me you're going to try and sell it yourself. To who? And for what price, my friend? You need my help whether you like it or not, huh?
What are you talking about?
You hear that? You hear that? They came into the city overnight. It started. What are you going to do now, huh? This is the right stone can buy anything. Information, safety, even freedom. But a big stone does not stay secret for very long. The moment you tell anyone about it, your life is absolutely worthless. The only reason you're still alive is because you haven't told anyone where it is. Am I right? Am I? Who do you think got you out of jail, huh? That makes us partners.
I am not your partner.
What if I helped you find your family?
What do you know of my family?
The relief agencies are useless. The hospitals are overwhelmed. There are other ways, bro.
Liar.
Look at me. I know people, huh? White people. Without me, you're just another black man in Africa, all right? What whole time was it going to be, bro?
You were saying anything. How did I trust you?
I don't give a fuck about you, all right? That diamond could be priceless. We split it and you get your family. What's it going to be, yes or no? Yes or no?
Where do we go?
Come on, follow me.
bridge is the only way across, huh?
So what do we do?
You are RUF, huh? I am your prisoner. Now you want to see your son again, don't you? You stay behind me. Wait.
Bring that pink chicken skin over here, huh?
Now let me shoot that pink ass one.
Under government control. I'm going to try to locate a sat phone to get in contact with my pilot, alright?
I have agreed to nothing.
You're in a bit of a conundrum there, my friend. You know what that means? It means you have no choice. You're a fisherman, huh? Right, what do you catch mostly?
Fish.
Come on.
From the fence.
Listen, I'm from the Cape Herald,
all right?
My wallet, my credentials, everything got left in Freetown. We barely got out with our lives. Can we just get through, huh?
Back away from the fence.
Do this.
But you're not a journalist.
I'm trying to get us to Kono. Do you understand that?
Nero,
huh?
Wait!
Listen, I'm coming back, eh? I'm coming back just now.
How's it, my bro? Have you got an extra smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Listen, I'm looking for someone, an American by the name of Maddie Bowen. If you saw her, you would not forget it.
Oh, no.
Is it?
No.
Listen, can you tell her Danny Archer's looking for her? I've got the story she wants.
Okay, but I'm going out for a bit. If I see her before, then I'll tell her, yeah.
Huh? Magic. Mm. Listen, we'll be right down the road, huh?
Shit.
Cheers.
Cheers, bro.
It is as I said. You would say anything.
You don't mind waiting?
No, no worries.
Thank you so much. Just be a sec.
Right.
Hey. We got out.
Yes. Hello again. This is Solomon Bendy.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. So, I'm on deadline. I've been waiting 4 hours to use the phone. I've got someone holding my face in line.
I understand. Come with me, huh? Right. Here it is. There's a company called Sierra Diamonds, huh?
Right.
They get the stones that I smuggle into Liberia. Now, Fondicop has no visible ties to Sierra, but through a series of cross holdings and offshore bank accounts, they actually own it.
And you can prove this.
If you help me out, yeah.
Right, here it comes.
Before you say anything, look at that man. You see him? His entire village was burned down. His wife and children, they got away. He's been working in the mining camps. He's been trying to get his family back, but he cannot get through all the red tape. All I'm asking is this, that you help him, huh?
And how do you know this man?
I know him. I know him.
Oh, come on, Archer. You're using him.
I'm using him, and you are using me, and this is how it works, isn't it? Come on. You've got access to UN databases. You can track his family for him.
Why? This whole country's at war. Why should I help just one person? I can't believe I just said that.
My family's here in Guinea?
Yes, according to the manifest.
I do not know how to thank you.
This is what a million people looks like. At the moment, the second largest refugee camp in Africa. Might catch a minute of this on CNN, somewhere between sports and weather. Hello. Spoken to Colonel Kludu. And highlight of the names you're looking for.
Okay, I want to check for you. Wait a minute.
Okay, thank you. An entire country made homeless.
Jesse, on your kidoriaki.
They took him.
Okay, what?
There are only two children listed on the manifest.
Where is my son?
Christ.
Where is my son?
Move away from the fence.
Take him out.
They said they're concerned that some of the refugees might be rebels, so they refuse to release them until there's a ceasefire. I'm so sorry, Solomon.
What you want, Mr. Archer, is beyond those hills where I buried it.
See, the mine is on the Sewa River. Where exactly? Solomon.
You do not need a map.
Yeah. Well, I do. Look, we are down here, huh?
The press convoy is on its way to Kerno. You say the diamond mine is up here. Where did you bury it? When you get to Kerno, we're going to have to walk, right? You damn well better be able to find it.
My son is a very good student. He walks 5 kilometers to the sister school every morning to study English. He's going to be a doctor one day.
In 90 degree heat, Solomon Vandy drops to his knees, rattling the wire with his powerful hands.
What?
Nothing.
Do you think I'm exploiting his grief? You're right. It's shit. It's like one of those infomercials. You know, little black babies with swollen bellies and flies in their eyes. So here I've got dead mothers, I've got severed limbs, but it's nothing new. And it might be enough to make some people cry if they read it, maybe even write a check. But it's not going to be enough to make it stop. I am sick of writing about victims, but it's all I can fucking do. Because I need facts. I need names. I need dates. I need pictures. I need bank accounts. People back home wouldn't buy a ring if they knew it cost someone else their hand. I can't write that story until I get facts that can be verified, which is to say, until I find someone who will go on record. So if that is not you, and you're not really going to help me, and we're not really going to screw, then why don't you get the fuck out of my face and let me do my work?
Wow. You know that Solomon thinks his son's going to be a doctor one day? Maybe his baby dies in that camp. Maybe his daughter gets raped. Who knows, maybe both. Do you realize that that diamond is the only chance he has of getting his family out of here?
You don't give a rat's ass.
Do you understand that?
About his family.
Listen, I need to get to Kerno. All right? The only way is with the press convoy. I'm a journalist and he's my cameraman, all right?
No.
Please, Maddie, please.
No!
After I smuggle the stones across the border, local buyers get them to a middleman in Monrovia.
Come on.
He pays off customs and then certifies the diamonds were mined in Liberia. That way they can be legally exported. Now, once they've reached the buyers in Antwerp, diamonds are brought to the sorting tables. No more questions are asked. By the time they get to India, dirty stones are mixed with the clean stones from all over the world. And then they become like any other diamonds.
And Vandekap knows about all this.
Yeah. When I get to London, I meet with Simmons. Supply and demand. Control the supply and you keep the demand high.
Agreed.
Good. Now, there's an underground vault where they put all the stones they buy up to keep off the market, so they can keep the price high. The rebels want to flood the market with $1 billion worth of rough. A company like Vandekap, who says that they're rare. They can't afford to let that happen. Especially when they're telling some poor sod he's supposed to shell out 3 months' salary for an engagement ring. Now, technically speaking, they're not financing the war, but they're creating a situation where it pays to keep it going. You understand?
Yes. And where's my proof?
Names, dates, and numbered accounts.
publish one word of this story before I give them the stone and I'm dead, huh? After I give it to them, and I leave this continent forever.
What if you don't come out with the diamond?
Then write whatever you want. I'm already dead. Now remember, all you say is that I am the cameraman, all right?
Listen, I cannot do this.
Why not?
Because I am not a journalist.
Of course you're not.
Well, then how can I say I am?
Because you do. Because that's how you get your damn son back, all right? Now get on the bus and go.
No double attempt!
You are writing about what is happening here?
Yes.
So when people in your country read it, they will come help us, yes?
Probably not.
You heard of a stinger?
What?
Your friend Maddie. She's like a full-on heat-seeking missile, bro.
Yeah?
I mean, I saw her going to Afghanistan, like about 200 clicks into Taliban there. Huh? And the military said no, she just took a bus, bro, and came back with 3,000 words, and she still looks so good. Like, hot.
All right, calm down to the frantic now, huh?
What's that?
What's going on?
Fucking sound, EJ.
Open the door. Let us out.
Go. As you can see behind me, just a few minutes ago, an ambulance has been hit by a flare.
Government bad, rebels worse. No one gives a toss anymore. Know what I mean? Overthrow those who would explode.
I am Baby Killer.
I am the master of disaster.
You will destroy.
I am born trouble.
I am See Me No More.
think they want at least one decent road in this place. I'm going to have to start charging the engines.
Everyone all right, huh?
You okay?
All right. Quietly now. Quietly. Come on.
Coma Jaws. Local militia protecting their homes, huh?
Do not look them in the eye.
No.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Maddie Bowen with Vital Affairs Magazine. Wonder if I could take your picture and get my camera out. I've heard about your struggle, and I'd love to know more about it. Would you mind if I took your picture? Maybe everyone could come together. Everyone could all come in together, and I can get all of
them.
Is that okay? If everyone could come closer, you come over here and come in nice and close. That's good. Yeah, that's great. And we'll get one with all of us. There you go. That's perfect. Come on together. Us together. What do you think? Like this, yeah? Cheese.
So do you think they've read your work?
Ubani, isie, tilo lenabe, timaina namnama,
mandingo, timabebi yanka ulona.
Mio, my name is Benjamin Magai.
Denny Archer, this is Maddie Byrne.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Senyo, namde.
Nyala Solomon Bande, Gibwa Ishengelo.
You are Gizia.
Tia baget blama mi achi.
Kebe abi.
I'm the cameraman.
The Belgians were the first to chop off limbs in Africa. King Leopold took one hand for every 100 slaves in the Congo to keep them in line. Many of these children were taken by the RUF. We have taken them back. Some of them have been made to do horrible things. We are trying to bring them back to life. Let me show you.
Imagine doing all this, huh?
It's your excuse.
Well, it's gotten hard to go back to sipping lattes and talking interest rates.
So you're an action junkie, huh?
3 out of 5 ex-boyfriends recently polled say I prefer to be in a constant state of crisis. Maybe I just give a shit.
You were good today. You know that?
You too.
But sometimes they forgot to close the door. She also wrote about her sister, Josie, who was very ill and who had to be taken to
So how many attacks have there been in the area?
I have known most of the rebels since they are children. The local commander is still afraid I will come after him with my ruler.
So you think because your intentions are good, they'll spare you, huh?
My heart always told me that people are inherently good. My experience suggests otherwise. But what about you, Mr. Archer? In your long career as a journalist, would you say that people are mostly good?
No. I'd say they're just people.
Exactly. It is what they do that makes them good or bad. A moment of love, even in a bad man, can give meaning to a life. None of us knows which path will lead us to God.
I we exhort thee, pray for the free.
One. Yeah, yeah, it takes getting used to it. Huh? Drank that as a boy.
In Rhodesia. Take notes.
The Shona. The Shona have a word for me. Mukiwa. It means white boy in Africa.
When did you leave?
I didn't leave. I got sent away to South Africa in 1978 with the Munts over at us.
Then you joined the army?
Yeah. I did my time in Angola.
The 3-2 battalion.
That's right. You know, contrary to what you might think about us, we fought with the blacks, huh? Yeah? Side by side. There was no apartheid in a foxhole. The colonel always used to tell us that.
This is Colonel Katsu.
Yeah. And of course it's 1994. No more army. No more apartheid. Truth and reconciliation and all of that rubbish, you know. Kumbaya. We fought and died together, you know. Black and white, most people back home didn't even know we're at war. We thought we were fighting communism, but in the end, it was all about who gets what, you know? Ivory, oil, gold, diamonds. So one day I decided, fuck it, you know?
I'm going to get mine.
You're going to steal this diamond?
That diamond is my ticket out of this godforsaken continent.
That doesn't answer the question. My dad came home from the war in 69. And it took him about 20 years to get right.
You Americans love to talk about your feelings, huh? So what does that mean? What does that mean? You've got a thing for messed up vets now?
You lost both your parents.
That's a polite way of putting it, yeah? Mom was raped and shot, and Dad was decapitated and hung from a hook in the barn. I was 9. Boo-hoo, right? Sometimes I wonder, will God ever forgive us for what we've done to each other? And I look around and I realize God left this place a long time ago. What's the point then?
What?
Drive right at them, they'll panic.
Do you know where the word infantry comes from? It means child soldier. They are just
stop,
children.
Stop! Stop!
Are you hello, little brother. How are you doing?
What is your name?
I'm Tepori. Who is this motherfucker?
We are teachers in our way to Kono.
Only RUF on the road.
Yes,
I understand that.
Only RUF! Son, this is, hey.
Don't move!
Crotch! Lenny! Press your hand against the exit room there, huh? You got it! Keep it there, huh? What if you do? Don't talk, alright? Is there any wine left in that jug?
Yeah.
Pour it all over everything, huh? The colonel's gonna have a medic at the airstrip in Turner! How far is it?
You said not to talk!
Comedian, huh?
I can feel it sometimes.
Hold it right there. Stop. Papers, please.
Excuse me. I was just trying to keep pressure on the wound. He's lost a lot.
You'll be all right, huh?
Will you?
I'll check on him in the tents in a little bit. Thank you.
Hi. Look, he's alive, eh? I told Alex she'd be back. I'm afraid we're evacuating all non-military personnel, miss. Transport touches down 1600.
She's with me, all right?
There's no exceptions, pal. This is going to be an ugly job. The colonel doesn't want an audience.
Is Ira's presence here known to other African nations?
She's with you. Come on, the colonel's this way.
Give me a minute, huh?
We blocked their escape by blowing the bridge.
That's correct.
Made it out. Well done.
Negative, Kilo Foxtrot. Stand by.
Colonel, sir.
So?
Must be real, then.
The pink. Well, you're part of this operation now. First, we snuff everything that moves out there. And we find your diamond.
Colonel?
Go get Kid.
Yes? Dis reg. Ek wil julle by die brug blaas. Lei die myne, laat my weet wanneer julle manne reg is.
Go get your kit.
We'll do, Chan. We'll do.
Let's go, Tom. Right, meet me behind the tents.
How's Benjamin?
They say he'll know.
Good. Listen, Maddie, I need you to do me one last favor.
Yeah?
Go tell that guard there you want to put him on the cover of Soldier of Fortune magazine for me.
You're going in. You and Solomon. You're going in now.
Your plane leaves in a few minutes, huh?
You're an idiot. What if I wanted to go in with you?
I'd say
no. What if I insist?
Well, I'd insist back.
It's my story.
Your story is Von de Kopp, right? That stone is mine. I'm not leaving here without it. You understand? Please, just give me 2 minutes.
My name is Mandy Bowen. I'm with Vital Affairs magazine. And I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Well, that depends what they are.
Oh, I see you're familiar with our devious ways, aren't you? Okay, so I'll start with something simple. And before that, you were with the South African Defense
Force, correct.
Of course. And was that with Colonel Katsia? Were you in Angola?
Angola, yeah.
That is all I really need to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, huh?
Just keeping my end of the deal. Good luck to you, Solomon. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Thank you for all you have done.
Listen,
no, you listen.
And another life, maybe, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. You find yourself a good man, all right, Maddie?
You know, I've got 3 sisters. They're all married to good men. I prefer my life. Here's my office phone, home phone, cell phone. I'm used to being pursued. What the heck?
Well, better get on that plane, huh? You should get on that plane.
so should you. You gonna call me?
As soon as I'm near a phone, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Shit. Amir. Oh, yeah, I'll call you when we get closer, all right? You keep me posted. Right. All right. I set the pace, huh? 2-hour marches, 5-minute breaks. If I hold my hand up like this, you stop. If I point to the dirt, you lie flat. If I say go, you move like your life depended on it. Understood?
Yes, boss.
Come on. About the stone. Is it clear or is it milky?
Clear.
And the color, is it strong? Does it hold the light?
It is as you say.
About the size of a bird's egg?
Yes.
100 carats. Come on, let's pick up the pace.
Had this buddy named Maboko. We used to hunt bushmeat together as kids. Baboons, they were the hardest to catch. They're cunning creatures. Fast, strong, got good eyesight. We'd always find them by the smell of their shit. And that's how we learn to track your black terrorists in Angola, huh? By the smell of your shit. It's not the same as the baboons. But you know, how can you skin it? The flesh of a baboon isn't that much different than a man's, you know. You can track anything. You risk my life like that again. And I'll peel your face back off your head.
you understand?
Make us a fire. What did he say?
We are going the right way.
Hold up there, my men. It's this way, huh? Where do you think you are going? Stop! I said stop! It is not down there, all right? You're going to need some of that old discipline, huh? Now, you listen here, my boy, and you listen well. You are not going down there. Are we clear?
You are not the master.
Right now, that is exactly what I am, and you better remember it, Kaffa! Don't you move, huh?
My son is there!
Your son is gone!
He's alive!
He's gone!
He's alive! That was those crazy people! I am his father! His father should have protected him! I must go find him! I cannot live without knowing! Shoot me if you want, but I'm going! But it doesn't matter! I'm dead already!
We wait until dark.
You are how old?
Me, I'm 31.
You have no wife?
No.
No children?
No.
And no home?
No.
But you have money?
Yes. No. Some.
But not enough?
No.
Shall I get this diamond? Do I have enough money yet?
Yes.
And you will get the wife and children?
Probably not now. What? Huh? What?
I'm confused.
Huh? Makes two of us, my bro. Gotta quit smoking, huh?
What are you?
I'm Tell you what, Solomon. You find me this diamond, and I'll quit right then and there, huh?
You are born in Zimbabwe?
No, no.
It is beautiful there.
Sure you're not a reporter? Because you ask a hell of a lot of questions, my man.
Grandfather told me many stories of war. How they mended for the Timni. Or how two tribes will fight when somebody has stolen a woman. I understand why people want our diamonds, yes? But how can my own people do this to each other? I know good people who say there is something wrong with us inside our black skin, that we were better off when the white man ruled. But my son is good. And when he grows up and peace comes, this place will be a paradise.
We'll get your son back, huh? Version.
What if my son is there?
He isn't.
How do you know?
I said we do it my way now, all right? Don't fuck with me. Cordell, it's Danny. Yeah, shut up and listen, all right? You tell the colonel I found the stone. No, I haven't got it in my hands, but I'm OPing its location. It's a major rebel camp, my man. You tell him to send in the duck-a-duck. Because I stole a GPS, that's how. Well, if you just shut up and listen, I could give you the coordinates. 090-5424 North 3272-93050 East. I'll call back at midnight to confirm. You can look all night, my friend. Right, I promise you he is not there. Coming in the morning, all right? No movement, my friend. You stay still. When it gets dark, then we move in closer. Shit.
alone.
Am I up?
Dear. Come here, Papa. Come with me.
Hey. Dear. Get away from me. I do not know you.
Dear.
Raja. Enemy. Enemy.
What the hell are you doing here?
I do not know you.
What's wrong with you?
I hate you. Get away from me.
I knew you would come back. I've dug and dug and dug, but I found nothing. Nothing.
You will find it for me. You will dig up what you have come back for.
No. Why should the diamond go to the foreign devils? We will use it to make the country strong.
IUF is fighting for the people! IUF is fighting for Sierra Leone!
Get it up. Why? You are going to kill me anyway.
I do not need to kill you, Solomon Vandy.
If you do not bring me the diamond, I will find the rest of your family. Just as I have found your son. I will rape your wife in front of your eyes. Slit her throat. And I will keep your daughters for myself. I think I am a devil, but only because I have lived in hell. I want to get out. You will help me.
I don't remember.
Find the entire family with me! Now pick it up!
Get off!
found his digger, sir.
Keep him close.
Danny boy.
Colonel.
Thanks for calling it in.
Yeah. Yeah, always happy to help, huh?
Son, where is it? The stone.
We split, huh? 50-50, all right?
Look around you, Danny boy. You're not in a position to be dictating terms.
And you will never find it, sir.
That's correct. But he will.
Come.
Introduce me to your digger.
Solomon Vandy. This Colonel Kutz here, he wants the diamond, huh?
No more than you. You gonna show us where it's hidden? Does he speak English?
Let me tell me, sir. I promise you that. Let me talk to him, eh?
Go on.
All right, my friend. End of the line here, huh? You just tell him where it is, all right?
Do not trust him.
I don't trust him either, but we haven't got much of a choice here, huh? I promise you he won't shoot us both in the head. Right, tell him, huh? Tell him where it is, huh? Go on, come on.
I'm not feeling the love, Danny.
All right. No more messing about, all right?
I said tell him where it is! Tell him where it is now! Tell him!
No.
Fuck.
Danny, there are other ways to do this, okay?
Yeah, yeah. He tells us to end the deal, sir.
70-30.
60-40, I've already lined up a buyer.
Agreed.
This is his son, Vandy. He'll do whatever you want for his sake, all right?
Danny, you're a pisser, man. Well done. Boys, we move out. Darach manita, mana. Darach manita. What do you say, Mr. Vandy? You ready to take a walk?
Come.
Het aan gang is in beheer van hierdie kamp. As enigiemand beweeg, skiet hulle. Ons is nou terug.
So, let me see, Skitty. So, who's the buyer? I'm guessing London.
Ah, well. You no longer accept conflict diamonds, huh?
Wouldn't hurt to interest some other parties. Start a bidding war.
What, one war's not enough for you, huh?
I missed you, Danny.
See? It is here. He has tried to find it.
All right, Mr. Vandy. Time for you to start digging.
But if you got a smug?
Smuggy will kill you. Sorry.
It's all right. I might quit smoking anyway, huh, Solomon?
It's gone.
What?
Someone has taken it. This is where I buried it. It isn't here.
Well, then there's no reason for any of you to stay alive, is there?
Oh, wait. I know where it is. I know where it is.
It better be there.
Ah, yes. Oh, here. It is here.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. Oh,
TIA. Danny.
TIA? Keep digging, huh?
They'll be here any second. Come on. Keep digging. It had better be there, huh?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
You got it. Have you got it, huh?
Yes, got it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Solomon.
Dia. What are you doing? Dia. Nyangbe, Nyangbe, what are you doing? Bela Diavanti of the Proud Mende tribe. My good boy who loves soccer and school. Your mother loves you so much. She waits by the fire making plantains and red palm oil stew with your sister Nyanda. And the new baby. The cows wait for you. And Babu, the wild dog who wants no one but you. Hmm? I know they made you do bad things. You're not a bad boy. I am your father, who loves you. And you will come home with me and be my son again.
You've got to move, huh? You've got to move.
Go! Go! Move! 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 Move!
How far?
There's an airstrip at the top of that gorge there. A plane will meet us, huh? Hey, stop! Stop! Give it to me. Come on, give it to me, huh? Keep moving. They'll be tracking us. Nabil, where are you?
I'm nearly there.
Tell me what's happening. We're about 10 k's out, huh? We've got it, my friend.
Who is we?
The fisherman and his son.
Lose them!
It's at the top of that ridge there, huh?
You will stop and rest.
What? Give it the damn stone? Keep moving, come on.
Come.
No, God, no, stop! Christ, no more, no more.
Mr. Archer.
Take it.
I thought you would steal it from me.
Yeah. It occurred to me, huh? This is Maddie's card, huh? You call her when you get to Conakry, all right? Don't trust that pilot for a second. You point this at his head if he fucks around, all right?
I can't carry you.
Take your boy home, huh? You take him home, huh? Go! 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 Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Boy?
Yeah. Thought I'd never call, huh?
And I'm so glad you did. When am I going to see you?
Maddie, I want you to do me one more favor, huh? I want you to go meet Solomon in Conakry.
In Guinea. Why do you want me to go to Guinea?
We found his son, but he's gonna need some help. You understand? Maddie.
You're hurt. Are you hurt?
Yeah, well, I've got a little problem here.
Okay. You tell me where you are. Archer?
Looking at an incredible view right now. I wish you were here, Maddie.
Okay, then I'm coming to be with you. You just tell me where you are.
I don't think so.
Are you still in Kono? Because I can get someone there to help you.
Betty, you find some place safe for the boy, right? And keep him out of sight. And get Solomon to London. He's bringing something with him. He's going to need your help.
Why aren't you bringing it yourself?
I'm saying, it's a real story now. You can rot the hell out of it. I'm really happy I met you. You know that?
Yeah, I'm really happy I met you too. I wish I could be there with you.
That's all right. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Keep walking, and I'll wait for you here.
You're not coming.
I'm not here. Good luck.
You must understand, Mr. Bandy, that your diamond could have ended up nowhere else but with us.
It is not enough.
I assure you, £2 million is more than anyone else will offer you for that stone under the circumstances.
I want what was promised to me by Mr. Archer.
What was promised to you?
My family. When they are here, you will get the stone. I will have the money too.
Well, may I see what I'm buying?
You will get the stone once my family is here.
How do I even know you've got it?
resources of a country are the sovereign property of its people. They are not ours to steal or exploit in the name of our comfort, our corporations, or our consumerism.
They're ready for you, sir.
The Third World is not a world apart, and the witness you will hear today speaks on its behalf. Let us hear the voice of that world. Let us learn from that voice, and let us ignore it no more. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Solomon Vandy.
Wants dead. Everybody wants diamonds without the bloodshed. Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants dead. Everybody wants diamonds without the bloodshed. They want to shine on them, 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 shine on them. Shine on them. Yeah, they dug me out the soil and the mines in the motherland. Now I misplaced one hand to another hand. Illegal smuggling, people struggling. Wish they could just throw me back in the mud again. Yeah, guess that's how we got here. Slave trade and a diamond trade. Every child's afraid when his mother and father get sprayed. Forced in the army, young killer brigade. Gets a new name, then they give his nose glue. Till his mind can't take what he's going through. Looking in that dirt for that ice so blue. Then the royal family the ice goes to. And this thing has to change. Feeling half ashamed as I rap with my platinum chain. When you shop for a gift for me, you think about the misery. The same way we made apartheid history. We can do the same thing to the conflict ice. But everybody wanna shine, right? Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants dead. Everybody wants diamonds without the bloodshed. Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants dead. Everybody wants diamonds without the bloodshed. They wanna shine on them, shine on them, shine on them, shine on them, shine on them. Shine on, shine on, shine on. My BBS glimmers on my chest. 200,000 crusted watch on my wrist. I wonder how people starve to death when God bless the land that lacks the harvest. The stones are quality, but they homes are poverty. And the whole world ignores the robbery. Bought my girl pretty rocks when she mad at me. Teardrop shape, perfect clarity. In shock, so many are killed annually. Cause of greed, lust, and pure vanity. Stop talking and do something about it. Every holiday season, jewelry stores crowded. Kids snatched from their homes, mutilated alive. Husbands separated from wives. Keeping Jesus' peace to be fly. But back in the day, there was a time when they called us shine. Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants dead. Everybody wants diamonds without the bloodshed. Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants dead. Everybody wants diamonds without the bloodshed. They want to shine on them, shine on them, shine on them. Shine on it, shine on it, shine on it, shine on it, shine on it.
Ni kiti na meni ni tete tambera ah.